Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A vaccine for the youngest.
These kids will get safely protected.
Homecoming for American held in Russia.
He still looks terrible, but he was cracking jokes and talking.
Back to work for some retirees.
Inflation happened. Just kind of overwhelmed me.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Moderna is now asking the FDA for the green light on a COVID vaccine for very young children. CBS's Nancy Chen says it's called KidCOV, and it's designed for those between 6 months and 6 years old.
The most recent phase of Moderna's KidCOV trials revealed that two doses of its vaccine have a 51% efficacy rate for children 6 months to 2 years old, and a 37% efficacy rate for children 2 to under 6 years old.
What would you say to parents who are worried about giving their babies the vaccine?
The results should comfort you.
Dr. Paul Burton is Moderna's chief medical officer.
People can be reassured and confident that these kids will get safely protected against disease.
And Moderna says the vaccine appeared to generate the same volume of antibodies in children as it does in 18 to 24-year-olds.
Why did you want to enroll your kids in this study?
We wanted them vaccinated as soon as possible.
And Rodriguez's twins, Theo and Sam, were participants in Moderna's latest round of trials.
Are you glad you got this done?
Yeah.
A few hours ago, Trevor Reed came home to Texas. He was released yesterday after 3 years in Russian custody.
It's a perfect Mother's Day. Almost as good as the day he was born.
His mother and father are relieved his long stay in a gulag is over.
Get some counseling and stuff to ensure that he doesn't have long-lasting emotional problems, PTSD, from his ordeal.
Reed is a Marine vet who was exchanged for a Russian pilot convicted of drug smuggling. The Biden administration says it's working to get two other Americans out of Russia, security executive Paul Whelan and WNBA star Brittany Griner. Now to Ukraine, where Russian forces have again focused attacks on the southern and eastern parts of the country. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports the resistance includes an American veteran.
Explosions rocked the southern city of Kherson overnight. The war has become a brutal artillery battle waged along a jagged front in southern and eastern Ukraine, where we visited the front lines. Special Forces Battalion Commander Ihor Lapin said they simply do not have the firepower to match Russia. The biggest difficulty is that we're running short on high-caliber ammunition, he said. The military is always hungry for ammo and hungry for experienced warriors. Like Iraq War Marine veteran and Alaska native Joshua Cropper.
You're willing to put your life on the line for another country?
Yes, sir.
What is it like fighting beside these Ukrainian forces?
I wish that they had a more NATO experience, more NATO training, but...
More NATO weapons.
More NATO weapons.
Charlie Daggett, CBS News. In the eastern Donbass region, Ukraine.
Commemoration today in Israel. Sirens blare to mark Holocaust Remembrance Day in the memory of 6 million Jews who died during World War II. Israel's prime minister called on people to stop comparing the Holocaust to other events in history. The presidents of Russia and Ukraine have drawn parallels in the current fighting. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says it's hard to digest the findings in a state investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department.
I found the contents to be repugnant, at times horrific. They made me sick to my stomach and outraged, and I think that our community feels the same way.
The report, commissioned after the killing of George Floyd, found a pattern of race discrimination in the department. Frey vows changes will be made, and a court will oversee an overhaul with help from state and local officials and city residents.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
An about face for the Florida judge in the Nicholas Cruz case. This week in the penalty trial for the Parkland school shooter, she said jury selection, which had been going on all month, would have to start over because of a mistake she made. But instead, yesterday, she said just some in a batch of more than 200 who were dismissed would be brought in for more questioning. There are new details in the killing of a 10-year-old Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin girl whose body was found earlier this week. The accused is a 14-year-old boy, and District Attorney Wade Newell says the teen knew Lily Peters, planned the attack, and choked and sexually assaulted her.
I try and be the prosecutor I would want if something happened to my daughter.
A judge agreed with his request for $1 million cash bond. Lawmakers in New York City are expected to vote today to delay a measure that would require employers to include salary ranges in ads for jobs. It's expected to be put off for 5 months over issues raised by employers. For many retirees on a fixed income, rising inflation has hit hard. CBS's Mark Strassman says more than 1 million have re-entered the workforce in the past year.
Patty Byther just unretired.
I thought I was done. I had worked it all out financially that, you know, I could afford it.
What happened?
The economy. Inflation happened.
With prices soaring, her retirement lasted 10 months.
These are my fuel bills.
In 13 months, it went up $150.
Correct. My safety net is just gone.
We shadowed her on her first day at Hannaford Supermarkets.
Just put your bag on top of there.
Byther, at 66, learned to bag groceries that she now struggles to afford. Byther will train to do the store's books. Only by working can she stop her own accounts from bleeding out.
It's still something I'm mentally processing that, okay, get used to this. It's going to be the rest of your life.
Mark Strassman, CBS News, Brattleboro, Vermont.
And the high price of gas has some people switching from four-wheeled vehicles to the latest thing on two wheels.
We actually have several different models of bikes.
Not just bikes, but electric really bikes. They can sell for several thousand dollars, but Pedego store owner Matthew McKay says one charge really costs nice about a quarter.
And you can go 70 miles on 25 cents of electricity.
Cost of gas?
Prices are going up and up and up.
Is exactly why Melvin and Tandra Schiller just bought theirs.
Do you think you'll be riding these every day?
We hope.
Every day. That's what we're shooting for.
Yep.
Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It seems diversity in the movies is going to infinity and beyond.
Buzz Lightyear mission log, Stardate 3901.
Attendees at CinemaCon in Las Vegas got a peek at the new Toy Story spinoff, Lightyear, and a new lesbian character stole the show.
That's my grandmother.
Buzz and the newest space manager, Alicia Hawthorne, played by Uzo Aduba, land on a strange planet before Alicia winds up getting engaged to a woman on the mission's science crew. Clips show glimpses of the couple starting a family and greeting each other with a kiss on the lips. Pixar animators claim they were originally forced to cut the scene. scenes, but Disney restored them after the controversy in Florida over teaching sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tonight's the highlight of the NFL's offseason. Round one of the draft of college talent, Jacksonville picks first. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.